This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. It's been less than 1 month since the Terre Haute Casino Resort opened its doors to the public, and its parent company says the numbers have been strong. Churchill Downs Inc. CEO Bill Carstanjen says the casino saw more than 12,000 people on its opening day, April 5th.
As a point of reference for how strong the initial demand is at the property, the total coin-in on opening day surpassed the largest day that we have ever had at Derby City Gaming. A great start. While the daily volumes have since come down, we have been extremely pleased with the performance, and we are well ahead of our projections.
Churchill Downs officials are expecting to see another boost in activity when the resort's hotel opens on May 15th. Purdue University will hold a groundbreaking ceremony next month to mark the beginning of construction on the nearly $12 million Amelia Earhart Terminal at the Purdue Airport. The event on May 14th will also celebrate the return of commercial air service to the airport with a ceremonial first flight to Chicago. Patient services company PharmaCord announced this month that Rob Brown will be promoted to Chief Growth Officer. In his new role, the Jeffersonville-based company said Brown will oversee its business development and marketing teams to develop business strategies and innovative solutions. Brown previously served as Vice President of Strategic Accounts. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the Indiana Economic Development Corporation invite you to the Engage Indiana series, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. With an unrelenting focus on growing Indiana's economy, we'll dive into each region's unique challenges and distinct opportunities for growth. 9 regions, 1 goal. Indiana's bold future starts here. Discover more and register at ibj.com/engage.
Carmel-based Otolaryngology Associates was hit by a cyber attack in February that potentially compromised the private health information and billing records of more than 316,000 patients and employees.
Now, several victims have filed lawsuits against the ear, nose, and throat medical practice, saying it waited about 6 weeks to inform victims of the data breach. The suits, filed in Marion Superior Court, seek class action status on behalf of all the victims. Otolaryngology Associates has 13 locations that stretch from Kokomo to Shelbyville, according to its website. On February 17th, Otolaryngology Associates became aware of the criminal cyber attack, according to a notice it sent to victims. The practice said it could not rule out the possibility that protected health information and personal information of patients and staff may have been compromised. It said that hackers did not gain access to its medical records system. For the vast majority of people, the information involved billing records that included names, medical records numbers, codes related to services provided, the physician's name, dollar amounts of charges, and name of insurance company. But for some people, the impacted information might have included social security number, driver's license number, address, date of birth, insurance plan numbers, and other information. One lawsuit says the practice did not do enough to protect the sensitive information and took weeks to notify them. The suits ask the court to certify the action as a class action, which could combine all the victims' complaints into one suit. Kate Sharon, Inside Indiana Business, Radio.
Ohio-based steelmaker Cleveland-Cliffs is getting set to make major investments in hydrogen at its steel mills in Northwest Indiana. Our partners at the Times of Northwest Indiana report the company expects to have its blast furnaces heated by a mix of fuels, at least half of which would be hydrogen. CEO Lorenzo Goncalves, speaking during a visit to the United Steelworkers Local 6787 in Burns Harbor, said the future fuel mix will also include traditional coke and natural gas, but hydrogen will be the main focus. The steel maker recently completed its first hydrogen injection test at its Indiana Harbor No. 7 blast furnace, the largest blast furnace in North America, with more tests planned for later this year. Goncalves said he expects Cleveland-Cliffs to be the largest customer of the hydrogen hub that's planned for the BP Whiting refinery, which it expects to come online in 2029. Agrinovis Indiana CEO Mitch Frazier is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.